Here we go. It's time for the I Beg to Differ quarterfinals. It's day three of the Elite Eight. Hamid Olarenwaju and Kolade Stephen Afolabi are already in the final four. Today, two more debaters will face off to find out who wins and will join them. All these students are competing for a 1 million naira grand prize. A big thank you to all our sponsors and partners who have made I Beg to Differ happen. ULesson is our prize sponsor. ULesson is a learning app for children in primary school and secondary school. They also run the ULesson Coding School, which teaches children how to code. And in addition to the 1 million naira cash that they're giving to our grand winner in this tournament, they're also going to get a free coding class from ULesson. And what is perfect about the ULesson coding school and the coding classes is that you get like special one-on-one tutoring from their tutors there. We also have that going to the second place finisher and the third place finisher. So there's a lot of incentive to make it into the final four. You already know that the winner gets 1 million naira, the winner gets a coding class from ULesson, but they also get a laptop from obiwizi.com. And the second place finisher gets a phone from obiwizi.com. The third place finisher gets a speaker, a flip speaker, so they can listen to Nigeria Info or their favorite song of the moment. Mine is Afiness. If I broke now my business. I love that song. I don't know why, but I just love it. I can never hear it and not sing it. So if that's a favorite song of our third place finisher, they will get that speaker. Our top performers will also get prizes from RLG. RLG is an idea. Nigerian original equipment manufacturer based in Ilesha in Osun State. They manufacture laptops, desktop computers, decoders, smart electric meters, power banks, and yes, tablets. In fact, we just went to pick up the tablets that our winners will be going home with today. But now that we have thanked our partners and our sponsors, let's meet today's debaters. I have in the studio with me two gifted debaters hoping to get into the semi-final and have a shot at all those prizes. So now let's debate. Our first debater is our number 12 seed. He is a 15-year-old SS2 student at New Estate Baptist School in Surulere. Artemius Pius Omo, welcome to I Beg to Differ.
Thank you, ma'am.
Our second debater is our number 17 seed. She beat the number 4 seed in the quarterfinals to get here. She is a 14-year-old student at Atanzil School, Ikorodu. Kowia Wurola Salam, welcome to I Beg to Differ.
Thank you.
And the contestants have been told the rules, but here they are again. I will give you a topic. One of you will support, one of you will oppose, and you will each first get 3 minutes to present your positions. Then you'll each get another 3 minutes in the rebuttal round to address the points your opponents made. You have sheets of paper in front of you to write down the points your opponent is making for the rebuttal round. Now remember, this is not the playoffs. The clock is the clock. That means that there are no do-overs if you make an error. Now my panel of judges joining us from all over the world will score both rounds based on number, quality, and originality of unique points made. It's important to remember that. If you repeat a point, your score will not increase. Clarity of thought and eloquence of presentation will earn you points for style. Number of your opponent's points addressed is important if you want to score highly during the rebuttal rounds. The strength of your rebuttal of each point will determine whether you win or lose. If your scores are tied, I love ties, there will be a tiebreaker round. You'll switch sides. And you have 3 minutes during the tiebreaker round to debate in favor of your opponent's position. Now, you're going to be scored for all new points that you make which were missed by your opponent, and for new rebuttals to the points that you made earlier on. Now, you both know your topic. What is your topic, Artemius?
Tolling should resume at the Lekki Ikoyi toll gate and Lekki toll gate.
That's right. Tolling should resume at Lekki Ikoyi bridge and Lekki toll gate. Now, let's decide who supports and who opposes. I've got in my hands two pieces of paper. We're letting Lady Luck decide who goes first. The supporter always goes first. So, Atemius, pick. And then, Kowia, you pick. Okay. So who's supporting and who's opposing?
I'm supporting.
Kowia Wurola Salam is supporting. Atemus Pius Omo is opposing. Time for round one, the presentation round. We'll take a break. When we come back from this break, we will hear from the motion supporter, Kowia Wurola Salam, and then we'll hear from the motion opposer, Atemus Pius Omo. Don't go away.
Got here by dominating.
The salary structure of Nigeria police is very, very low. We have recruits in the Nigeria system that earn just 9,000 naira. This doesn't even help them.
Some got here by walkover.
Words, loud. You see them everywhere as they shout. They walk about in search of some clout. They're just individuals who have lost their routes.
Some got here by playoffs, walkover, and upset.
Honorable judges, I want you to understand the fact that this nomination of candidates is not democratic because it's not done in a way that to appeal to the generality of the political party.
But it doesn't matter how they got the Elite Eight.
Have you seen the state of parks in Lagos nowadays? They're deplorable, they're an eyesore and a health hazard to everyone they come across.
What matters is, will they win and make it to the Final Four? It's quarterfinals week in the I Beg to Differ debate tournament. Monday.
My name is Abola Timothy from Bizam School.
My name is Hamid Olerojo.
One winner. Tuesday.
My name is Ikemini Osumusen, representing Spiro College.
I'm Master Claudia Osteles Gomes School.
One winner. Wednesday.
My name is Paul Somo Artmus.
I'm Koya Salam of Atenzi School.
One winner. Thursday.
My name is Baba Jessa.
My name is David Edwards from the African Church Model College.
One winner. 1 million naira. Join me, Sandra Ezekwesili, my panel of judges, and my debaters, 4 p.m. Mondays to Thursdays on 99.3 Nigeria Info. This tournament is supported by ULesson, RLG Communications, and obiwizi.com.
Thank you again to all our partners for partnering with us on this project. And thank you to the debaters for auditioning and for making it into the round of 16 and again into, of course, the quarterfinals. Now let's debate. It's time for round one, the presentation round. Let's start with the motion supporter, Kowia Wurola Salam.
Good day, my unbiased panel of judges, moderator, my worthy opponent, and my very attentive listeners. I am Kowia Salam of Atenzio Schools. I'm a speaker supporting the motion that says that tolling should resume at the Lekki, Ikoyi Bridge, and Lekki. I'll start off by defining the toll gate as a barrier across the road where the pedestrians and the drivers must pay to go further. In a place like Lagos, where poverty is already a persistent issue, the rate of unemployment saw a dramatic increase in October 20 of 2020 when the NSAS protest led to the destruction of the Lekki toll gate, which unfortunately led to the unemployment of roughly 500 LCC workers. The families of these workers have been demanding for their jobs back, having been without jobs for over a year and counting. Panel of judges, I want you to understand that these people only demand for their jobs back and they do not demand for money or any other sort of compensation. So the tolling should resume so that at least these people that they've been without pay for this long can at least get back to work to have money to look and feed after their families. According to statistics, Lekki has been identified as an eyebrow area that is mainly dominated by the upper class people of Lagos, which makes them at the receiving end of criminal activities such as kidnapping, extortion and kidnapping, and other criminal activities. Which makes them at the receiving end of criminal activities such as kidnapping, extortion, and armed robberies. So the toll gate therefore serves as a sort of security to Lekki residents. It was also noted that since the NSAS protest, security has become a major issue for the residents of Lekki as the protests exposed the security deficiency within the area. Noting that if not for the toll gate erected on some of the streets, the toll gate among the residents would have been unimaginable. We can see that from inward Lagos, the Lekki Ikoyi Bridge and Lekki and the Lekki Road are the only roads that lead to the major developing areas such as the Lekki Free Zone, the Lekki International Airport, the Dangote Refinery, and the Deepwater Seaport. With all these important economical developments coming up at this corridor, there's going to be a lot of pressure at the road infrastructure. So it's going to be very imperative for the government to resume the toll gate so that there'll be enough money to, you know, maintain these different economical developments coming up at the area. Um, The fact that other developed countries also have toll gates, other developed countries like the US, Canada, and the UK have tolls on their roads and bridges, despite the fact that their motorists pay fuel tax. Nigerians use subsidized fuel, and we do not pay fuel tax. So I see no reason why anyone will say that the toll gate is a financial burden to the motorists in Lagos. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Kowi Awurola Salam there. Remember, Lagos, we're streaming live on Facebook and YouTube. You can watch this debate live. Facebook, Nigeria Info 99.3, YouTube, Nigeria Info FM. And don't forget to tell someone else that the debate is already live. Okay, now we'll hear from her opposer, Atmus Pius Omo, who is 15 years old. He's our number 12 seat. He is an SS2 student at New Estate Baptist School, Surulere. Tolling should resume at Lekki Ikoyi Bridge and Lekki Toll Gate. Your 3 minutes start now.
Hashtag answers, hashtag no justice, no toll. Good day, everyone listening to my charming voice on Nigerian Info. Let's talk. From the gorgeous moderator, Mrs. Sandra Equizili, to the panel of judges, to the accurate timekeeper, my co-debater, and the distinguished ladies and gentlemen of the audience. By name, I am Arsenal Parasomo, and I'm here before you to debate while opposing the topic tolling to resume at the Lekki Ikoyi Bridge and Lekki Toll Gate. The Lekki Toll Gate and Lekki Ikoyi Bridge toll gates are toll booths which collect money from road users before they can proceed. I want everyone to remember one thing: the NSARS, the massacre without blood or bodies, according to the Minister of Information, Mr. Lai Mohammed. This NSARS was an open was a sore. On people of Nigeria by the Nigerian army. Who would want to bring up that story again after 2 years? Nobody. Because the reason for the closing for the closing of tolling in the Lekki toll gate is called the NSARS. Nobody wants to resume and pass the toll gate and pay toll. I remember that the NSARS was where protesters were killed for demanding the rights of Nigerians. Nobody would want that. Furthermore, I wonder where this money goes. The money that is collected from the tolls each day. I found out that from the Lekki Expressway toll gate, 16.1 million naira is collected per day. And from the Lekki Ikoyi toll gate bridge, 10 million naira is collected every day. And I wonder where does this money go to. The Lekki residents and Lekki businesses complain continuously about the tolling. The money that the passengers pay do not go to their development, to the development of the roads, their businesses, their schools, nothing. They don't get schools, hospitals, nothing in return. So why continue the tolling? It's just going to enter a personal owner's pockets. Recently, the Lekki Residents Association (LERA) has taken the Lagos State government into court because of they have ownership questions and lack of transparency.
Thank you very much. Your time is up, Atomus. Well done. If you just tuned in, hello to you, Lagos. You're listening to I Beg to Differ on 99.3 Nigeria Info. This is day three of the Elite Eight. Hamid Olarewaju and Kolade Stephen Afolabi are already in the final four. You just heard from Atomus Pius Omo, who is 15 years old in SS2 at New Estate Baptist School. He is facing Kowi Awurola Salam, who is 14 years old at Atanzil schools. Both of them are hoping to join Kolade and Hamid Olarewaju in the final four next week for the semifinals. I'm Sandra Ezekwesili, your moderator. You've just had the first round of the topic. Tolling should resume at Lekki Ikoyi Bridge and Lekki Toll Gate. Wuraola supported and Atmos opposed. Now let's take a break. When we come back from this break, it'll be time for the rebuttal round. Lagos, don't go away.
By dominating.
The salary structure of Nigeria Police is very, very low. We have recruits in the Nigeria system that earn just 9,000 naira. This doesn't even help them.
Some got here by walkover.
Words, loud. You see them everywhere as they shout. They walk about in search of some clout. They're just individuals who have lost their routes.
Some got here by playoffs, walkover, and upset.
Hello, judges. I want you to understand the fact that this nomination of candidates is not democratic because it's not done in a way that to appeal to the generality of the political party.
But it doesn't matter how they got to the Elite Eight.
Have you seen the state of parks in Lagos nowadays? They're deplorable, they're an eyesore and a health hazard to everyone they come across.
What matters is, will they win and make it to the final four? It's quarterfinals week in the I Beg to Differ debate tournament. Monday.
My name is Ebola Timothy from Bizam School.
My name is Hamid Olarewaju.
One winner. Tuesday.
My name is Ikemini Osumusen, representing Spiro College.
I'm Master Claudia Osemes Gomes School.
One winner. Wednesday.
My name is Payo Somo Artmus.
I'm Koya Salam of Atenzi School.
One winner. Thursday.
My name is Bawa Jessa.
My name is David Edwards from the African Church Mother College.
One winner. 1 million naira. Join me, Sandra Ezekwesili, my panel of judges, and my debaters, 4 p.m. Mondays to Thursdays on 99.3 Nigeria Info. This tournament is supported by ULesson, RLG Communications, and obiwizi.com.
It's time for the rebuttal round. Atmos Payosomo, your 3 minutes start now.
The first thing I want to rebut that my opening said was that in other countries there are toll gates. Excuse me, in other countries like Canada, the US that you mentioned, the toll money goes where? To the government, and government is to what? Develop the country. In Nigeria, do you see that being done? The only development I see is on the Lekki Epe corridor, which isn't even up to the international standard of the world. Another point my opening mention is the security of residents. There's insecurity everywhere in Nigeria. You cannot say that it's because of the tolling or the non-tolling at the toll gates that residents of Lekki are experiencing insecurity. Because even though the tolling should resume, I don't see how that affects the security of residents. Another point I want to bring up is one that I forgot to mention while debating. If you go under the Lekki Epe Expressway toll gates, you see a banner which is hashtag no justice, no toll. This was written by some people who felt pain for the NSAS protesters. And if the tolling should continue, I feel another protest might start up because it will be the onset of an open sore. And nobody wants that because the Lekki residents and Lekki businesses in that area would be in danger. This is where the case of security comes in. So I do believe that tolling should not resume at Lekki toll gates. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Well done. Good job. You had a whole 1 minute left. Koya, your 3 minutes start now.
All protocols duly observed. The first thing that my opponent kept emphasizing on is the NSAS protests. We're talking about the toll gates here. We're talking about whether or not the tolling should resume. I know that the NSAS protest led to the destruction of the toll gate, which led to the closing, but that doesn't mean that the tolling should not resume again. The second point that you said was that...
Speaking to your mic, please.
The second point you made was that the money that the government is generating is not used for maintenance and development.
You can raise your paper.
It's not... The money the government generates doesn't go to schools and hospitals. The money generated from toll gates are meant for the development and construction of other roads, mainly for the maintenance of the road, like the toll roads, the roads where the toll gates are, not for development of hospitals or schools. I would like to add that the toll gate also serves as a sustainable source of income for the country in a way that it doesn't necessarily tax the people in order to generate revenue. It also helps to check the unregulated flow of commercial bikes, because commercial bikes are not allowed to go through the toll gate, as we all know. But now, recently, I guess that there was a killing of an engineer by four motorcycles because of this. Assuming the toll gate was there, those motorcycles, I know that motorcycles will pass another place to go to Lekki, but the fact that the toll gate is not there is increasing the population of these motorcycles around that Lekki area. So that I heard that they argued about 100 naira and like four other motorcycle people killed a man because of 100 naira. And another protest will not come up if the toll gate is open. That other protest was because of NSAS, the brutality of the police, and not the toll gate. They just chose that area for the protest. The protest was not because of the tolling. And just because there are different problems with this tolling doesn't mean that we should, you know, just stop it. The tolling, you know, is helping our country in different ways. And you talked about something about Canada and America. And Nigeria is not developed enough to use that, I guess. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Coral. Kowiya Worol Asalam. Good job. Well done. Okay. You have just heard from our number 17 seed. Interesting story there. She was knocked out of the tournament completely. She came back in because someone pulled out, and then she beat the number 4 seed in the to get into the quarterfinals. She's 14 years old. She's at Atanzil Schools, Ikorodu. Kowiya Worol Asalam. And before her, you heard from our first debater. You've not heard him debate at all. He got here through a walkover. He's our number 12 seed. His opponent did not show up during the round of 16. And here he is today, 15 years old, in SS2 at New Estate Baptist School, Surulere. Atmos Pius Omo. Atmos, actually. The E silent, I've been told. And they have both debated that tolling should resume at Lekki Ikoyi Bridge and Lekki Toll Gate. Kowiya supported and Atmos opposed. Lagos will take a break. When we come back, we'll find out if there was a tie, if we have a winner, who next will join Kolade Stephen Afolabi and Hamid Olarenwaju. I'm Sandra Ezekwesili, your moderator. Don't go away.
Got here by dominating.
The salary structure of Nigerian police is very, very low. We have recruits in the Nigerian system that earn just 9,000 naira. This doesn't even help them.
Some got here by walkover.
Words, loud. You see them everywhere as they shout. They walk about in search of some clout. They're just individuals who have lost their routes.
Some got here by playoffs, walkover, and upset.
Hello, judges. I want you to understand the fact that this nomination of candidates is not democratic because it's not done in a way that to appeal to the generality of the political party.
But it doesn't matter how they got the Elite 8.
Have you seen the state of parks in Lagos nowadays? They're deplorable, they're an eyesore and a health hazard to everyone they come across.
What matters is, will they win and make it to the final four? It's quarterfinals week in the I Beg to Differ debate tournament. Monday.
My name is Ebola Timothy from Bizam School.
My name is Hamid Olarenwaju.
One winner. Tuesday.
My name is Ikemini Osumusen, representing Spiro College.
I'm Master Claudia Ostenes Gomes School.
One winner. Wednesday.
My name is Payo Somo Artmos.
I'm Koya Salam of Atenzi School.
One winner. Thursday.
My name is Bawadi Esa.
My name is David Edwards from the African Church Model College.
One winner. 1 million naira. Join me, Sandra Ezekwesili, my panel of judges, and my debaters, 4 p.m. Mondays to Thursdays on 99.3 Nigeria Info. This tournament is supported by ULesson, RLG Communications, and obiwizi.com.
I'm Sandra Ezekwesili. The results are in, and in the presentation round, Kowiya Worol Asalam scored 19. Atmos Pius Omo scored 22. For presentation style, Kowiya scored 14. Atmos scored 11. In the rebuttal round, Kowiya scored 20. Atmos scored 17. For rebuttal style, Kowiya scored 11. Atmos scored 14. Total, they both tie at 64. Lagos, we have our first tie since this tournament started, so we'll take another break so that they can gather their thoughts and switch sides. you're going to have 3 minutes. Now you're going to be opposing Koya, and Atmos, you're going to be supporting the motion. Remember, you'll be scored for all new points that you make that your opponent missed the first time. Good luck to you both. May the best debater win. I'm Sandra Ezekwesili, Lagos. Don't go away. I'm Sandra Ezekwesili. We have a tie. You have listened to today's first round, first and second round, between Atomus Pius Omo and Kowia Wuraola Salam. Kowia is 14 years old. Atomus is 15. They're both in SS2, am I right, Kowia?
Yes,
they are. Atomus is our number 12 seed. Kowia is our number 17 seed. She beat the number 4 seed in the to get to the quarterfinals today. And after both rounds that you listened to before the break, they tied at 64. So we're moving now to a tiebreaker round. We've given them a chance to get ready. And now it's time for an amazing debate. We'll start now with the motion supporter. Atmos, your 3 minutes start now.
Good day, every Lagosian listening to my voice. Miss Sandra, the panel of judges, my accurate timekeeper and my co-debater. I am Atmos Pius Omo of New York State Baptist School, and I'm here supporting the motion, tolling should resume at Lekki toll gates. The toll gates are used to collect money from road users so they can continue their journeys on the road. I do not see why there was a stop in the tolling, because the end times protest, like I do remember, was 2 years ago. And I do believe that it is actually off the minds of Nigerians. Even though it's on your mind, I do not see why there should not be tolling. Because the tolling has actually helped in the development of the mini roads and streets around Lekki. And that tolling has actually brought development into Lekki. Because if many people remember, Lekki was not a place for the high class or the rich. Before, Lekki was mainly a bushy area. But because of the toll gates and the construction of that road, it has brought about a lot of development. Now, many people want to be in Lekki just so that they can make more money or live the high class life. It's a very simple thing. My second point is tolling should resume at Lekki Koyi toll gates, because it reduces the congestion on the bridge. Lekki Ikoyi toll gate pays 500 naira per trip per vehicle. That reduces the amount of vehicles that will be on the Lekki Ikoyi bridge, which reduces the amount of congestion and makes the road better for road users. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Again, you had 1 minute, 20 seconds left on the clock. Lagos, if you just tuned in, this is the tiebreaker round between Kowia and Atmos. Kowia, your 3 minutes start now.
Good day, my unbiased panel of judges, moderator, my worthy opponent, and my very attentive listeners. I am Kowia Salam of Atenzu Schools. I'm the speaker opposing the motion that says that tolling should resume at the Lekki Koyi Bridge and Lekki. In a place like Lagos, where traffic is already a huge issue, the Lagos State government should be looking for ways to reduce the congestion. That brings me to my first point, which is congestion on roads. The toll is going to create traffic around that axis, with journeys that should take about 30 minutes, extended to an hour or two. Because of this traffic situation, the traffic situation in Lekki has become a nightmare. Have you ever considered the feeling of a person who has spent the whole day at work and just want to get some rest at home? Have you ever wondered how that person felt leaving work at the latest hour possible? And have you ever wondered what it took for that person to spend an hour or even to at the toll gates that is quite insignificant when you look at the road at large? And my second point is that the toll gate can also be seen as a medium of extortion. It can be seen as a device to exploit money from road users, especially the less privileged, because the collectors at the toll gates can get more money than the government has ordained for them to collect. Roads are meant to be free, and I see no concrete reason why I must pay when I'm going to work, when I'm coming back from work, when I'm going to school, when I'm coming back for school. Don't you see that it's an infringement on my right as an individual to move? Because sometimes I wouldn't want to pass that place because of the fact that I have to pay. Another point is that it is a financial burden to motorists in Lagos. The fact that every time they are going in and out of that particular area, they always have to pay a particular sum of money, either 500 naira or 200 naira. Don't you think that some people will not want to go to that place? some people already have some economic hardships that they are suffering from, and the fact that they now have to pay again to go through a road is going to add to their financial burdens, the loss of valuable items because of these traffic jams. You know how the youth are in Lagos, they take it as an avenue to rob people of their valuable items. They infiltrate them and take the things that and take valuable items that belong to them. The tolling should also not resume because the ENSAS protests has not been mutually concluded to between the youth and the government. It may bring up another uproar, coupled with the fact that everybody is suffering from economic hardship. Poverty is everywhere, and the youths are roaming the streets looking for an avenue, looking for where to vent their frustration. Coupled with the fact that the 2023 elections are coming up, and we know how campaigns are in Lagos, most of it is always chaotic. So the fact that they will open the toll gate and all these youths start coming up and saying that they don't want the toll gate is going to add to the problems. Do you think it's going to reduce the burden or add to the problems that we are currently facing? During a meeting of the Lagos, of the Lekki Residents and Stakeholders Association, the chairman explained that demands are very clear, that the Lekki Koyi Bridge and the Lekki Ekpe Road is not the right road for Lekki, for a toll gate to be. Toll gates are usually on roads that are highways and highway bypasses, not where people pass, like where commuters go to and fro every single day when they have to pay. It's not going to be convenient for them. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Wura Olasalam. Good job. All right. Lagos. You've listened to three rounds between our debaters. They got 3 minutes in the first round, 3 minutes for rebuttals, 3 minutes for the tiebreaker round. Our judges are taking a look at their results, and once I have them, we'll announce them. I'm seeing all your comments on Facebook. Please remember, these are two children. Don't forget, at every moment when debates are going on, these are two children. There are two children who will read the comments you're leaving on our Facebook live stream. Facebook is Nigeria Info 99.3, YouTube Nigeria Info FM. Feel free to watch, feel free to comment, but please remember, these are children. Let's take a break. I'm Sandra Ezekwesili, your moderator. Don't go away.
Got here by dominating.
The salary structure of Nigeria police is very, very low. We have recruits in the Nigeria system that earn just 9,000 naira. This doesn't even help them.
Some got here by walkover.
Words, louts. You see them everywhere as they shout. They walk about in search of some clout. They're just individuals who have lost their routes.
Some got here by playoffs, walkover, and upset.
Hello, judges. I want you to understand the fact that this nomination of candidates is not democratic because it's not done in a way to appeal to the generality of the political party.
But it doesn't matter how they got the Elite Eight.
Have you seen the state of parks in Lagos nowadays? They're deplorable, they're an eyesore and a health hazard to everyone they come across.
What matters is, will they win and make it to the final four? It's quarterfinals week in the I Beg to Differ debate tournament. Monday.
My name is Abola Timothy from Bizamut Kulan.
My name is Hamid Olerojo.
One winner. Tuesday.
My name is Ikemini Osumusen, representing Spiro College.
I'm Master Claudia Osteles Gomu School.
One winner. Wednesday.
My name is Ampere Osomo Artmus.
I am Koya Salam of Atenzi School.
One winner. Thursday.
My name is Bawadi Esa.
My name is David Edwards from the African Church Mother College.
One winner. 1 million naira. Join me, Sandra Ezekwesili, my panel of judges, and my debaters, 4 p.m. Mondays to Thursdays on 99.3 Nigeria Info. This tournament is supported by ULesson, RLG Communications, and obiwizi.com.
I've got the results with me. I'm Sandra Ezekwesili. This is I Beg to Differ on 99.3 Nigeria Info. In the tiebreaker presentation round, Kowia Wura Olasalam scored 29. Atmos Pius Omo scored 3. For style, Kowia Wura Olasalam scored 20. Atmos Pius Omo scored 8. The next contender returning next week for the semifinals of the I Beg to Differ debate tournament, and who has also automatically gotten a tablet from RLG Communications, is Kowia Wura Olasalam. Congratulations to you and well done.
Thank you.
Good job. No, there was no rebuttal round.
Did you read your email? Because if you read your email, you would have seen that there's no rebuttal round. Okay, you didn't see that. Okay. Well, congratulations and well done. You were in the top 10% of this tournament. You did so well. I think maybe take this a bit more seriously if this is something that you want to do. And you see that because you had something in the auditions, which is why you were in the top 10% and you were number 12. So I think the nerves got the best of you. So work on those nerves and I hope we see you again. But thank you so much for your time to both of you. You can leave the studio now.
Thank you.